AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Episode 46, Voices of the Future.
Mason Chapman,
dude.
Yeah.
It's gonna be an interesting interview, Al.
Well, you sent me his clip.
I'm excited about this.
He's a third grader.
Right.
You sent me his clip.
Right.
During the NFL draft.
I hit you on Facebook.
And he sounded very impressive.
Dude.
He sounded like he was like a young Stuart Scott,
right,
or a young Stephen A. Smith. He knew his stuff.
When I saw it, I tagged you. I was like, Coach, we got to get him on the show.
Yeah.
Because we know people on and off the field, we know we was able to make some connections. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's all about who you know.
Right. Right.
And within an hour, I think we secured the interview.
Yeah.
Man, shout out to us. All right. Children are the hands by which we take hold of heaven. I asked you where you got that quote from. What'd you tell me?
AI.
How? What did you put in to make that come out? You go to Google?
Google Gemini.
Oh, really? Google Gemini now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the AI for Google.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some good stuff.
I bet.
Yeah, some good stuff.
AI is taking over.
It helps.
It's good and bad.
Yeah, it helps.
Some of that stuff they put up there, I'm like, nah, that's AI,
right,
dude.
Right, right. But it does help. If you have a brain and you can use your brain for knowledge to say that's a resource,
right,
and use it for what it is, it's a great tool.
I like the quote. So children are the hands by which we take hold of heaven. I like that.
That is fire.
Biblically, that's a fire quote. Biblically, Jesus referred to children a lot, biblically, like to teach. He used a child one time. They was arguing. The disciples were arguing over who was the greatest.
Right.
I'm the greatest. You're the greatest.
Right.
Really? They in their 30s and 40s, right, arguing over who's the greatest.
Right.
Come on, y'all. We got to do better. So they arguing over who's the greatest. You know what Jesus does? He calls a little boy over. He said, come here. Mm-hmm. He stands in front of him. He say, if y'all want to be the greatest, be like him. Be like this child.
Right.
He's the greatest.
Thanks.
Because they're innocent. They trust fast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be like children. So,
yeah.
Cool, dude. That's fire.
Yeah.
So that's going to go right with the get. Man, that's fire. Having said that, I'm super excited. Having said that, give us our theme music. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's episode 46 already. Welcome to On and Off the Field, sports podcast, and with a purpose. We got the On the Field coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy, Coach Boston, a.k.a. Steeler Nation since 1976.
And we have the infamous Yoda Man since 1968, August the 23rd, to be exact. What up, Coach?
What up, Coach?
So check this out.
Voices of the Future.
Yes. Do you remember when you were in the third grade?
Actually, I do.
Okay. What do you remember about it?
We moved. That's the big thing. From one part of the city to the other.
What
part.
What city were you in?
East Orange, New Jersey.
Because you were born in New Jersey, right?
Newark, New Jersey.
Okay, but you actually wound up eventually in North Carolina, right?
Never. I just have family there.
Oh, you got family there. Okay.
Family there.
You,
right.
you born in New Jersey.
Newark.
Newark, and then you had to move to...
So when we were living in East Orange...
Uh-huh.
My third grade year, we moved to a new place in East Orange.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as a child, how did your dad's sports career affect you?
Probably more like I was in the in crowd from the start, you know, because you can always say, hey, this is Lance, you know,
right,
in the playground, and you
right,
know, you got somebody, you got the pedigree.
Okay.
You know?
Could you have seen yourself as a young Mason? Like, because you had the knowledge of, like the, was your knowledge of the game in hand? Well, of course, because your dad.
Yeah, I was knowledgeable.
So were you like
a
young Mason?
Yeah, I could say that. I read a lot of the newspaper. That's why I was so knowledgeable, because I read the, you know, the sports. When I was Mason's age, ESPN was not yet invented yet, if I'm not
right,
mistaken.
I definitely, when I was made,
yeah, because
right.
I would have been 8, and I think they started when I was 9.
Right.
So I was still reading the paper, the box score, studying what happened, what was.
You old
and
testament,
using my imagination.
Coach, you
after
old
what
testament.
I read. I'm old
you
testament.
You old testament, Jack. You Bill Belichick with the cutoff sleeves and the hoodie. Shout out to Coach. What it do? So look. You Bill Belichick with the cutoff sleeves and the hoodie, bro. Old school. Old testament with it.
Throughout history, young people have played diverse and unique roles, from leading revolutions to becoming figures of national pride.
Okay.
They have been involved in political, social, and cultural movements, and their contributions have shaped societies across the globe.
Wow.
Yeah.
So wow.
Let's pray for the youth.
Facts. Let's go. Yeah, we're going to lift them up in prayer. We thank God for the youth. God, we pray that you cover the youth. You said, suffer the children to come to you, for such is the kingdom. You compared the kingdom to little children and the youth. And so we thank you for them. We thank you for their drive and their tenacity. We thank you that their future is bright. So let every hand that is involved in their lives be for pure, organic reasons, Father God. And we pray for their families and the parents of those the youth, Father God. Let them be steadfast and continue to be involved in their kids' lives. And so we thank you now for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Man, that was easy to pray for the kids, dude. It's not hard to pray.
Not hard at all.
For the kids. We love the kids. Love them. All right, let's laugh.
What sound do porcupines make when they hug?
Go ahead.
Ouch!
He's stupid.
Ouch!
Why did the student eat his homework?
Why?
The teacher said it was a piece of cake. Wow.
Are monsters good at math?
Are they?
Not unless you count Dracula.
You remember the count?
The count.
I have one apple. I have two apples. He twice.
Right, right.
What do you call two birds in love?
What?
Sweethearts.
Sweethearts.
All right.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yes, man. What is he
waiting on? I'm like, what did one volcano say to the other?
What?
I lava you.
What did one pencil say to the other on the first day of school?
What?
You're looking sharp.
What did the limestone say to the geologist?
What?
Don't take me for granted.
Wow, that's good. Why didn't the skeleton go to school?
Why?
His heart wasn't in it.
What do you call a cow that won't give milk?
What?
A milk dud.
Oh, my goodness. Why didn't the dog want to play football?
Why?
Because he was a boxer. That's a good one.
Why did the teacher wear sunglasses?
Why?
Her students were so bright.
That's good, too. Why did the student study on an airplane?
Why?
He wanted a higher education. That's good.
Why does a smartphone need glasses?
Why?
Because it lost all its contacts.
What do you call a pig who plays basketball? A ball hog.
Why did the football coach go to the bank?
Why?
To get his quarterback.
Okay, that's good. Mm. Why was the belt arrested?
Why?
It held up some pants.
Your mama's so ugly.
How ugly?
Your mama's so ugly, she scares the wrinkles off a raisin.
Oh, my goodness. What is a raisin? It's a grape. She turns it back into a grape.
Damn.
Your mama's so ugly.
How ugly?
She made an onion cry. That's good. Quote of the week.
Quote of the week.
All right.
The youth of today are the leaders of tomorrow, by Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela was an interesting figure.
Yes.
He was a man of peace, right?
Yes, but he spent most of his known...
In prison.
In prison, where we have known him. Of course, in South America, he was known prior to that.
That's crazy. Yeah. What did he go to prison for?
Martin Luther King was doing here.
Wow. All right. Tallulah. It doesn't matter what your background is or where you came from. If you have dreams and goals, that's all that matters. Serena Williams said that. I like that.
She's fine.
Right. Probably top. Yeah. Who would you give the number one female?
Of female athletes?
Mm-hmm. No, tennis.
Oh, tennis? Oh, God. Yeah. You have to say she's the best.
Number one?
Yeah. Well,
you got Navratilova. To be considered.
right? Billie Jean King.
Billie Jean King.
Chris Everett.
No, old school, right? I'm trying to think of somebody else. What's the new girl?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of too.
What's her name? But I think overall, Serena's probably GOAT.
Yeah,
right,
she's got.
I think she tops.
Yeah,
titles, number of titles, right? Right. Yeah, right. Serena. Shout out to Serena Williams. Yeah.
Get out of here, Dewey.
Ah, Dewey.
Children are like wet cement. Whatever falls on them makes an impression.
Okay.
Children are like wet cement. Whatever falls on them makes an impression.
Okay.
So you
got
to be careful of what we make that impression of.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Y'all, pardon me. Look, I get calls. It's organic. I get calls. I should have turned it. So I like that, though.
Yeah.
And you know what? What's the age, between what age do you think they're more, the more like
from
the
birth?
Do you think? I think they don't contain. They don't. I mean, where they retain stuff though.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Consistently. For a toddler. Toddler.
Okay.
From, they start from a toddler, they're grasping everything.
Start to retain.
Mm-hmm.
See, when they start to retain, that's the shaping.
Yeah.
From that age to like.
That's where we should spend more time with the kids, as opposed to putting them out on the babysitter,
right,
or putting them in front of the television. Okay. That's the time where they can actually learn a language, a second language.
So according to the Jewish culture,
mm-hmm,
the age of accountability for a child is 12.
Okay.
That's Jewish culture.
Okay.
So that, I think that's interesting. So in other words, the child is not responsible for his own self until
he's 12.
Right.
Right.
So I think that's interesting there. Yeah. Wow. All right. Kill a rabbit. Leadership is based on a spiritual quality, the power to inspire, the power to inspire others to follow. Former Eagles safety Brian Dawkins said that. Wow, right. It's X-Men.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
He's he's the Wolverine for real.
Wolverine for real.
Coming out the tunnel, man.
And you would, that's I would want to
come out. We say Ray Lewis coming out the tunnel, but Brian, I want to come out the tunnel with Brian Dawkins.
He was a beast.
Woo.
That was fire. Wow. You wouldn't think that he would.
Right. He's deep, though.
Yeah, because you think he's all rah, rah. Mm-hmm.
He's a deep guy.
Yeah, X-Men. Right. Okay. Right.
Yes, Big Brother Almighty. Every child you encounter is a divine appointment.
Wes Stafford said that.
Yeah.
Every child you encounter
is a divine appointment.
Man, these are some good quotes. You went deep on this one, man. Lost in Translation segment. There's a Japanese phrase called koi no yokan.
Yokan.
It doesn't mean love at first sight. It's closer to love at second sight. It's the feeling when you meet someone that you're going to fall in love with. That you're going to fall in love with them, but not at that moment. Okay. But it's inevitable that you will. That's fire.
Right.
What?
Yeah. Because a lot of times when you meet someone, you're sometimes, depending on what it is, you may not even notice them all the way.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. But after, you know, time, and at some point you just, it's like, okay, this is us.
Wow. That's lit, man.
Yeah. Mary's Nerd Nugget Fun
Facts.
Let's
go. You know I love these.
Okay. Pelé.
Soccer player.
Was the youngest soccer player to score a goal in the FIFA World Cup and was part of the Brazilian teams that won 1958, 62, and 70 World Cups. He's regarded as the greatest soccer player in history.
So look, I remember him. He's known for the reverse kick.
Yes, the bicycle kick.
I used to try
kick.
To do that. So it's called a bicycle kick.
Yeah.
All right.
Pelé story. The Pelé played in New Jersey. He was part of the New Jersey Cosmos in the 70s. We went to a soccer camp.
Okay.
All right. And so, I'm at the soccer camp with all these kids, and I don't want to be there because I don't like soccer. This is the 70s, mind you. You know, I took a picture with Pelé.
Gotcha.
And I'm looking at, and I'm frowning because I don't want to be there with Pelé, not knowing I'm standing with the greatest soccer player potentially of all time.
That dude, Pelé, was a beast on the field, dude.
He's a beast.
Wow.
Things that make you go,
All right, let's go.
In 2010, American Jordan Romero became the youngest person to climb Mount Everest at just 13 years old.
Wow.
The California native also became the youngest climber to scale all of the seven summits, which are the tallest mountain on each of the seven continents, by age 15.
Dog, bro.
That's probably the most impressive.
That is impressive.
Effort.
Wow. You talking about, listen, our average 13-year-old now, you know what they doing?
looking at their phone. Did you know Bobby Fischer at age 14?
How did I know Bobby Fischer was going to be in this somewhere?
Became the youngest chess champion in 1958. His chess career began at the age of 6 when his older sister Joan bought him his first chess set.
Okay, now
I'm a pardon the interruption real quick, but I've been bussing John.
Oh, you know my what? Goodness. Now, you wouldn't have been saying that.
Man. And then he called last night, said, I want some. Didn't show up. He ran.
John.
I'm just telling you.
John, if you're listening to this, I hope you got a rebuttal. I really do, because he really talking heavy about you, bro.
Games. I won the series and the last game.
Listen, we're talking heavy about you, bro. Church announcements. After Sunday service, Sister Betty Rumps will be hosting a colon cleanse in the rectory. Please be fresh prior to arrival. Y'all got to give yourselves a colon at these announcements, all right? Come on.
Starting this Sunday, there will be a plus-size yoga class after Bible study in the Health is Wealth room. For more information, email Nurse Thickums.
How is she doing?
She's doing good. Yeah, she does. She's going good. She's doing good.
Well, she really did good on them announcements last week. She did good. People are interested. We're going to have to get her back.
Yeah.
All right. The women who have go-to... Oh, why? Okay, why? Why does everybody want to call me this morning? The women, let me turn my phone off, y'all. The women who have goatees. What? The women who have goatees church annual summer league will have it signed up in the gym this Thursday from 7 to 9. Oh, my goodness.
Starting this Sunday, due to staffing issues, we will no longer be accepting any coins for offering.
Stupid dude. Stupid.
Luke, I am your father.
Okay. You stupid. So we go into the Yoda moment laughing now. All right.
Psalms 127, verse 3-5. Okay. Let me read it to you.
All right.
Children are a heritage from the Lord.
Okay.
Offspring, a reward from him.
Okay.
Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them.
Right.
They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court.
That's fire, dude. That speaks volumes, and it's self-explanatory. So it compares children to arrows, and blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. The quiver is where they hold the arrow.
Okay, okay.
Right? Well, you probably knew
that. I didn't know that. What? I didn't know that.
The quiver, where they put the arrow there.
Okay.
But he compared them to arrows.
Right.
Isn't that amazing? You use arrows to hit targets. Purpose.
Right.
I think targets represent purpose. So children are purposeful. And
yes.
Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of purpose.
Oh.
Children.
Like the arrows on the side.
Yeah.
You got children.
I'm equipped.
Yeah, in the house.
I'm equipped.
Yes. Family
can,
man.
Right. And I can send them wherever I want. As I got a quiver full of them.
Go in the store, give me some orange juice.
Man. Boy, look at him. Before remote control, get up and turn the TV for me. Yoda! That's good, man.
Let's call all right, Mason.
So listen, we finna get our guest on the phone. Listen, y'all, I wish we had a little, we had an introduction for him. He sure enough have a fit, wouldn't it? But we're going to get him on.
Well, here. And listen, while we call it a Mason Chapman, he's a 9-year-old, attends elementary school in the 3rd grade here in Mobile.
Hello.
Good morning, Miss Michelle Chapman. Welcome to On and Off the Field Sports Podcast. And with a purpose, we got your on-field coach, Coach Boston, and myself, the off the field coach, Coach Rick, whatever you want to call me. We know each other. I had to say that, though, for show purposes. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We are good. You get a hand clap. We got to welcome you to the show. All right. Okay. So, Coach, I got Coach with me, too.
Yeah, how you doing now?
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
So, look, we called for Mason. Look, I want you to mark this. Timestamp it at the 19-minute mark on the show. Timestamp it so Mason will know where to listen to it. Right. Okay? And plus, okay. There'll be excerpts and all that'll come up. I'm excited. We're excited. So, where is the visionary, the future? Where is he?
Right here, staring me in my face.
All right, let's put him on the phone.
So
I do get to read this.
Yeah.
All right, give me just a moment. Hold on.
All right. Okay.
Hello,
Mason.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Good, good. Welcome to On and Off the Field Sports Podcast and With a Purpose. You got the On the Field Coach, Coach Boston.
How you doing, Mason? How you doing, Mason?
Excellent.
All right.
So listen, we do all of our guests like this. I got to introduce you, okay? I'm going to turn this music back up a little bit.
Yeah.
But I want you to speak up because we got to have this music because the music too fire not for us not to have it with your voice now, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so I'm about to introduce you, okay? I'm about to introduce you to the world, Mason. All right. Mason Chapman is 9 years old. He attends Council Traditional School in Mobile and is currently in the third grade. He loves reading and researching, and he wants to be an artist/illustrator. Mason is also a member of the High Point Park football team. Now, Mason, correct me. Did I miss anything? Do you need to add anything to that? Talk to me. Did I get everything right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, shout out to you, man, for those accomplishments, dude. So, listen, we're going to ask you some questions. So, lock in. You ready?
Ready? Let's get started. Who is your favorite NFL team?
The Philadelphia Eagles.
All right.
Why? Why are they your favorite team?
I really honestly don't know because they draft a lot of Alabama players. I'm an Alabama fan, and they won the Super Bowl. So
okay, so that kind of makes sense for you to follow your Alabama players to where they go with the Eagles. They do have a lot of Alabama
players.
They do. I did not realize that.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, my goodness.
They do.
Mason, you're off to a good start, buddy. You just stated a fact. You're so welcome, sir.
Do you like any other NFL teams?
I like the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay. Why you like the Ravens?
Lamar Jackson.
I figured
he's a great quarterback.
He is a good quarterback.
But I gotta give you your props.
So I gotta ask you this, Mason. Do you think that he's able to win a Super Bowl though? He's done everything. I mean, do you think he's able to win a Super Bowl, honestly?
It all depends on how his career will go.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But so look, honestly, he will.
Okay. Let me ask you this. What football position do you play for High Point Park?
Last year, I played on the offensive line. I played center. And this year, I'm trying to either play quarterback or a little bit of running back.
Okay. So if you had to play another position, it would be quarterback and running back, huh?
Yes, sir.
So which one are you better at, quarterback or running back? Which one would you prefer if you had to pick one?
Running back.
Why running back? Saquon Barkley?
Definitely.
I knew that. How did I know that, Mason?
Hey, Mason, this is called our Coming Out of the Tunnel segment. So we have a question for you. How do you get hyped up before you play in a football game?
I just do my thing and have fun.
Okay. So, wait a minute. Say it again.
Wait a minute now. So what is your thing?
Yeah.
Now? So you before the game starts, are you saying a chant? Are you getting fired
listening
up?
Listening to music? What
banging
you listen
helmets?
To? Yeah, what do you do?
Practice, music.
Okay.
I figured that. All what right. music? Can I ask you what music you listen to?
Me, honestly, I'm like a Michael Jackson type guy, but when it comes to the game, probably like sports songs, like things like
gotcha.
What's the Florida State Seminoles like? The Big Little Thing song.
Wow. Listen, let me tell you something, Mason. Right now, you kind of upsetting Coach Boston, because Coach Boston is a University of Miami fan. I'm talking about, he loves the Miami Hurricanes. So he kind of upsetting Coach. He said, oh, did you hear?
Hey, I'm sorry.
All right. So let your mom can, as long as your mom agree with what you saying, heck yeah or heck no. Can you say heck yeah or heck no?
Yes, you can say heck yeah.
All right, see.
Heck yeah, heck no.
All right, so okay. Will Jalen Hurts ever win another Super Bowl?
Heck yeah.
Ah, ooh. All right then. All right,
Mason, what if you were an NFL GM and you had a pick in an NFL draft? Would you have passed on Shedeur Sanders?
That is a good question. But honestly, I wouldn't.
You would have picked.
But it depends on what GM you like, what type of team you're on. Because if you're on a bad team that definitely needs a quarterback, then that's when you try to get a quarterback.
Yeah, fact.
But like, since most teams passed on him because of his attitude, he dropped to the fifth round. 144th overall pick by the Cleveland Browns. And the craziest thing about it is that Jalen Milroe and Dylan Gabriel were drafted
ahead of him. Talk heavy, Mason. Boy, look at here. Listen, let me pause for a minute, because I think Coach had already talked about this. Listen, there's certain things that we start to make a regular segment, like maybe a monthly segment. Would you be interested for us to, like, maybe call you every once in a while to talk about sports just out of the blue? We can just give you a call?
Thank you.
Listen, dude, you are off the chain, bro. Whoa, my goodness. Where am I at on the thing? You got me all messed up. All right.
First and 10
segment. Let me ask you this. So what do you think of the recent 2025 NFL draft? What do you think overall about it? Any surprises? Did you like what the Eagles picked?
Campbell. The fact that he was another Alabama player, if there's an award for most Alabama players on a single team at once, then the Philadelphia Eagles will win that award.
Because they got the linebacker, Campbell, right? What's his name again?
Yeah.
Jahad Campbell? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they picked Jahad Campbell?
Mm-hmm.
What is it with Alabama and Philadelphia, Mason? Talk to me.
Honestly, I don't know.
Because that's
a really team. It's got to be.
I don't know if it's Devontae Smith, Jalen Hurts.
You got them over
there. I don't know if Nick Sirianni's alma mater was Alabama. I don't know. I might have to research that up. But.
And that's your squad, so you need to see what's going on over there.
All right. All right there, Mason, we're going to ask you a couple of more questions. Who is your favorite NFL player?
Saquon Barkley.
All right. Who is your favorite teacher at Council School?
Teacher?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I got to go with my second grade teacher.
Who's that?
What's her name?
Mrs. DeGaff.
Okay, shout out to her then. That's cool. So she got a shout out on the On and Off the Field Sports Podcast. No, listen. So this is something we ask every guest, and I'm really interested in your answer, dude. Who is the best? Who is the GOAT? Michael Jordan or LeBron? And listen now, before you answer, think about recent events, okay, that had just occurred. Here recently, hint, hint. So, who's the GOAT, Michael Jordan or LeBron James?
Okay, so if I break one of y'all's hearts, I do apologize, but LeBron James is the GOAT.
No, bro, no. Mate, listen, how is that? I got to ask you this. They just got knocked out. It was 4-1, the Timberwolves walked them out.
In all fairness to him, he's 9 years old. Jordan's been retired.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
Listen, let me suggest, tell your mama to Google Michael Jordan for you. And watch some more YouTube tape. Yes,
yeah, you
dude.
Need to watch some more tape.
Your answer will change. Michelle, Google Michael Jordan highlights, please. Could you do that, please? Help him out.
Tell your mama. I'll try, but still, LeBron James is a GOAT. When it comes to dunking, all you gotta do is call LeBron James and he'll do it for you.
You're breaking my heart, Mason. Go ahead, Mason. Hey, all right, okay. Favorite college football team? Alabama, right?
Alabama.
Okay, all right. I'm an Auburn fan, just FYI.
All right, if you Mason, if you were old enough to bet, which NBA team would you place your money on to win the NBA championship?
I'm a fan of the Lakers, the 76ers, and the Boston Celtics.
So you now, put Celtics?
Celtics.
Celtics okay. down right. to the Knicks right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they died. And the Knicks came back on twice.
Yeah, I watched that game. I saw the Jason Tatum dunk, but they still lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. They blew a 20-point lead.
Shooting all those threes. Stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. It's all about the relationship segment. All right. So listen to this. If your mom was a Marvel superhero, what character would she be? If your mom was a Marvel superhero character, which one would she be?
Marvel. Why do I keep thinking of DC?
DC. I mean, Marvel. Give us one. If she's a DC, give us a DC. If she's a Marvel, give us
Wonder
a Marvel.
Wonder Woman.
Fire.
Okay.
Boy, did she hit it? She's smiling, ain't she? Yeah. Ain't she smiling? Yeah. A mess.
All right, Mason. So who is your favorite superhero?
Something generic. Batman.
Batman?
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. All right, so listen, we call this the black folk segment, Mason. So watch this. What have you learned so far about being a black young male?
Life? And nothing really, just life. Understanding how life goes.
Wow.
Wow.
That's fire. Dude, you really, well, we're going to keep going. You impressing me, dude. Random 3 a.m. All right. Thoughts.
Random 3 a.m. thought segment. What do you think about, Mason, when you awake in the middle of the night and can't go back to sleep?
In that case, normally I'm hot and I wake up. And then I go to the refrigerator and get me a bottle of water and then go back to sleep.
Okay, you think that you're thirsty.
Nice.
All right, we call this segment Pet Peeves. What bothers you? What really makes you upset? Tell me that. What really irks you? What bothers you? Give us your pet peeve.
When the Philadelphia Eagles either lose a game or Nick Sirianni does something stupid and gives away Saquon Barkley to somebody.
Hey, let me ask you this. Could you believe the Giants got rid of Saquon Barkley? Could you believe that?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, typical front office blunder by the Giants.
The Titans let go of Derrick Henry. I'm not saying that he's out of his prime. He's 31 years old. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that's a good comparison.
Embarrassing. Mike Evans. He's always been in his prime. Like, no matter what, he's always been in his prime.
Okay.
He's also, like, 31, 32.
Okay.
He's had 11 straight seasons, 1,000 yards, ever since his first career start. If he has 1,000 yards this season, he will break Jerry Rice's record that is still for, like, 30 years, 40 years.
Jeez.
Right. What can we say? Let that man work.
Let the man preach.
Shout out to Mike Evans and Baker Mayfield.
Okay, cool. That's what's up, man. Let the man preach. Let him preach. All right, this is the art segment. All right, so listen to this. Tell us about your artistic drawing, creating, and illustrator skills. How did you learn how to draw? Tell us about the drawing thing.
I just watch videos. I normally try to draw like nature, football stuff, right? So one time, I forgot who I drew. I think I drew Jalen Hurts. he was like in his little post trying to throw a deep pass. And then I drew part of it, Saquon Barkley hurdling the dude, the Jaguars dude, backwards. Wow. But I didn't get to finish that one.
Okay.
You got to draw something. You got to draw us a podcast.
You do. Yeah.
So
you
need to put it on our website.
Yeah, we'll put that on the website. That's it. Draw something for it. So what you got to do now, you got to go on Facebook, and y'all, while y'all listening, go follow us on Facebook, On and Off the Field, Sports Podcasting with a Purpose. That's where we at. Yeah. On the Field with the A, D-A.
Draw two muscle-bound men in, behind the microphone.
All right.
All right.
This is the Nurse Thickums. We have a nurse here that she really struggles. Well, I think she struggles to breathe, personally.
It's my abdos, baby.
So Nurse Thickums has a question.
How you doing, Mason?
Good.
Good. I'm Nurse Thickums. Glad to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
All right. I want to ask you a question.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you do in physical education class for exercise?
Physical education currently right now, our PE or physical education, we're doing rotating stations for fun activities.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one. Nice. That's a lot of movement. Thank you, Mason.
You're welcome.
All right. So this is what we call our On and Off the Field book club, Mason. So what is your favorite book, and do you have a favorite author?
So when I think I was in last year in second grade, every time, I think it was Wednesday, we always went to the library. And I'd always check out books called Geronimo Stilton. He's like a little mouse, and he lives on a mouse island.
Hmm.
And it goes on adventures around the world. It's a fiction, of course. He's a talking mouse with a family. And his sister, Thea Stilton, she posts, she makes little books. They call them the Thea Sisters.
Okay.
And they're like five little mice. And they do adventures too. So.
Okay.
Wow, that's fire, bro. Nice. Okay, all right.
All right, Travel Through Your Eyes. Tell us the best place you visited or seen in person so far.
The Caesars Superdome.
Ah,
really?
What, you went to a game? Saints game?
Yes, sir.
Who'd you see play?
Actually, I rooted for the Buccaneers.
Uh-huh. So it was the Saints and the Bucs.
And they got absolutely destroyed, 51-17.
Ooh. Wow.
Well, the Saints got destroyed.
Wow.
27.
Wow. Okay.
Wait, what do you mean by how to pick a team? I have an Alvin Kamara jersey, a Mike Evans jersey, and a Jalen Hurts jersey.
So you got two teams. Okay.
All right.
That's
okay.
Cool. All right. This is our Animal Planet segment. All right. If you could have a wild animal as a pet, what would it be? A wild animal, if you could have it as a pet.
My favorite animals are raccoons and foxes. I don't know why I like raccoons.
You like raccoons?
He said foxes.
but besides raccoons, I like foxes as a pet.
Okay, all right.
You got problems with raccoons.
Yeah,
with the trash.
They got rabies. You might not want one of them as a pet.
Well, they don't even move when you say you scare them away. They don't even move. They don't look at you.
Yeah, they not even scared.
At one point, I wanted a cat.
Okay, all right.
Perception versus perspective. All right, think about this. Think deeply, Mason. When I ask you this, what would you say to a 9-year-old boy just like yourself, but living in a country like Ukraine or Palestine and having to deal with war?
I actually don't know what that environment is like, but I'm just going to act like that I'm there. Take shelter, do what you can do. Just take shelter. Stay with your mom or dad, I don't know.
Dude.
I like that.
What, let me tell you something, dude. You are, listen, you might be the top two. I'm just going to be honest. Like, for real, bro. You right now, you skimming the surface of being the GOAT right now, bro.
I like it. I like it.
I love it. So this is our final drive Sports Jeopardy. Our
drive Sports Jeopardy.
So this is to our tongue twister segment. I need you to say this. I'm going to say it first, and then you say it after me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to say it and then I'll tell you. So, one smart fella felt smart, two smart fellas felt smart, three smart fella felt smart, four smart fella felt smart, and they all felt smart together.
One
smart fellow felt smart. Two smart fellows felt smart. Three smart fellows felt smart. Four smart fellows felt smart, and they all felt smart together.
I'm listening to you. It's fellow smart, smart.
One smart fellow felt smart. Two smart fellows felt smart. Three smart fellows. Keep going.
One fellow smart.
Hey, that's a good one.
My brain is actually hitting right now. Like, what are you saying?
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
So this is the spelling bee, and this is the Philadelphia Eagles quarterback legend Ron Jaworski. Spell his name.
I've never heard of him.
Right.
He was the first Eagle to take them to the Super Bowl in 1981. Mm. They call him Jaws on ESPN. He's like a reporter.
Can you spell Ron Jaworski?
Spell his name. Ron Jaworski.
R-O-N.
Yep.
I feel like I'm about to spell Tua Tagovailoa right now.
Jaworski.
Jaw. Make it sound like Jaws. Jaworski.
Jaworski.
No.
W.
I gotta research that.
Okay, that's a good try.
The last two letters are gonna be SKI.
Yes, okay, there right. You go. That's there good. Go. All right, so here's a guy. You got me doing the Gollum riddle segment. I don't do Gollum like him, but I want to do this riddle for you. All right, what has to be broken before you can use it? My precious.
What has to be broken before you
can use it? What has to be broken before you can use it?
My precious.
Do you have an answer?
Your heart. Wait, hold up.
Oh, he said your heart. Jeez, that's wrong.
My mom is over here whispering stuff to me and saying my heart.
No. That's a good answer, but no. You ready for the answer?
She said that she's guessing. She's guessing.
Are you ready for the answer?
Silent.
Nope. Are you ready for the answer? An egg.
Oh.
Yes.
Unless it's boiled. Wait a minute.
That doesn't make sense, sir.
Unless it's boiled.
I was actually thinking about food. I was thinking about, like, generic stuff that you, like... Everyday stuff.
All right, this is our edible, eatable, eat segment. Okay, this is about food.
If you had one more day to live, what would be your perfect last meal?
Like anything in the world.
Anything in the world that you want.
Yes.
Anything Waffle House.
He said Waffle House. He said anything Waffle, Waffle House. House. So anything on the menu at Waffle House.
Anything on the menu.
Oh my goodness. Does your mama hear you?
Do you put cheese on your hash browns?
You put cheese on your hash browns. Mason, say it ain't so. Look, so if you were elected president, what would be the first thing you do as president, Mason?
Inflation must go down.
Oh, nice. I love it.
Nice, nice.
I love that right there. You are the voice of the future, bro.
All right, Mason. Who would win a steel cage wrestling match between President Trump and former Alabama coach Nick Saban?
I know who he's going to say.
Nick.
I know what he was going to say. Okay. I knew what he was going to say.
Nick going to take Trump down? Trump kind of big now.
And I'm interested in his next question. Okay. Now. Watch this.
All right, Mason. Would you rather have Patrick Mahomes from the Chiefs as your quarterback for the Eagles next year or keep Jalen Hurts?
Come on now, be honest.
Keep Jalen.
You going to keep Jalen over Patrick Mahomes?
I'm keeping Jalen.
You know what? And he's adamant.
Why? Why?
You know what? He can stay in the pocket. He knows how to run. And when he gets hit, he walks up. He just gets up and brushes it off. Here's the problem about Patrick Mahomes. His nickname is Kermit. He knows how to run, but it's very rarely. And he loves to throw these passes to Travis Kelce. We don't need Travis Kelce because we're not Swifties.
Down in Philadelphia,
we don't care about them Swifties.
Let him preach, y'all! Y'all listening, he ain't on the On and Off the Field Sports. I'm telling you, podcast with a purpose, y'all. He preaching this, but this is sports preaching at its finest, I must say, by our dear brother Mason. So look, who's going to win this year's Iron Bowl? I know you're going to say Alabama. Anyway, Alabama or Auburn, who you got? I know you say Alabama.
Okay, now here's the problem.
Why you got to see? Why you got to flex, Mason? Why you got to flex?
Alabama won't have Jalen Newell. They'll have a quarterback named Ty. Wait, is it Ty? No, I think it's Ty Thompson or Ty something.
Yeah.
I think it is.
If he wins
and
the
then
job.
They will still have Ryan Williams. And they won't have Jahi Campbell. Now, I don't know how that'll go, but I still think Alabama has what
it
takes.
I already knew you was going to say that, bro. Okay. You ain't got to rub it in, Mason, all right? Don't rub it in, dude.
Mason, what type of music makes you dance?
Michael Jackson.
Ah, which particular song? Give me a particular song.
What's it called? I listen to it, I sing this song every day. What is that supposed to be? What is it called? I want to rock with you.
I want to rock with you.
With you.
All night. Dance you into the sunlight. I want to rock with you. All night. I want to rock the night away. Oh boy. So look, this is a two thumbs up segment, Mason. All right. What's your favorite movie?
I don't actually watch movies a lot, but in this case it has to be Kung Fu Panda 4.
Kung Fu Panda 4.
You said Kung Fu. All right, so Kung Fu Panda part 4.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead.
So, Mason, this game is called Never Have I Ever.
All right.
So, basically, what we're going to say, we're going to say something. And if you've done this, you have to say to infinity and beyond.
All right.
For yes, if it's yes. So, if I say, if you brush your teeth, you would say to infinity and beyond.
Right.
Now, if it's no, if I say something, your answer is no, you've never done this, then you have to bark like a large, vicious dog.
You got that? Let's see your bark.
Let's hear your bark first.
Come on now, Mason.
Get a little big bark.
I don't know the vicious dog.
We need it, brother. Can we get the bark?
Yeah, it sound like pirates.
All right, here we go. Let's go. You ready?
Okay. Never have I ever faked being sick to skip school.
Okay, cool.
Nah.
Never have I ever played video games all night.
To infinity and
beyond. Come on.
Never have I ever liked a girl.
You've never liked a girl?
No.
Okay. Never have I ever disliked a teacher.
To infinity and beyond.
Ooh, we won't ask you which teacher.
We won't ask. Never have I ever been to an NFL game.
To infinity and beyond.
So which game did you go to? You said the Saints and the Tampa Bay, right?
Yeah, Saints and the Tampa Bay game last year on October 13th.
Have you been to any other games?
I've been to high school games, but any other NFL games, no.
Who's your favorite high school to watch?
I like Bryan, a little bit of Sterling.
Okay.
All right. Those are good. Yeah, good choices.
Yeah.
All right. So listen.
All right. So Mason, this is called Sorry, Not Sorry. Who is the worst driver in your family?
Myself.
You drive?
No.
That's why he's the worst. Because he can't. That's a good answer. All right. Well, listen, we're gonna get you out of here on this one, Mason. So listen, would you like to shout out anyone for Mother's Day or tomorrow? Or just you know, let the world know something about you? What you want to shout your mother out for Mother's Day?
Shout out to my mom and grandma.
Okay.
My sister.
Okay.
And shout out to any other moms out there in the world that's listening to this.
Wow, nice. Cool beans, man. Mason, this is Mason Chapman, you guys. This is the voice of the future. I'm talking about, like, let me ask you this before I let you go, Mason. Who is your favorite sports analyst?
My top three has to be Stephen A. Smith, Peyton Manning, or Eli Manning. Out of those three, it's got to be Stephen A. Smith.
Okay. I ain't mad at that at all. I ain't mad at that.
You got a Stephen A. Smith impersonation?
When something crazy goes around in basketball, like if remember, I don't know if you guys saw the game, but the Cleveland Cavaliers played the Indiana Pacers. I think they're the Pacers.
Pacers. The Pacers. Okay.
And they came back and they hit that three or two.
Yeah, right.
And if a team comes back like a 20-point deficit, he'll be hired the next day.
Right. You're right. So listen, we need to speak to mom now if we can.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and it was so good to have you on the show, man. We appreciate you, Mason. Let us speak to Miss Chapman right now.
Yes, sir. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
You sound like you're smiling.
I'm more like laughing. I can't stop laughing.
She said she can't stop laughing. So, are you? I know you're proud of him.
Definitely.
So when did you know he was like, because he's clearly on another level for his age. When did you notice? At what age did you notice this?
Probably when he was around in early ages, like when he was 1 year old. Of course, they say don't let your kids have tablet time, but I used to give him a tablet. He taught his self sign language A through Z by himself, so watching that video every day.
He taught himself sign language?
Yeah, he taught himself sign language. He don't know it, he don't really remember that, but yes, and then the way he, in his handwriting, he's been writing like pristine handwriting since he was about 2 or 3 years old. So, I mean, I noticed it, and then listening to that, how he talks, he researches. I mean, at a very young age.
So, by this point, you no longer marveling like you were. Is it normal to you now?
Yes. And, like, the football thing, the thing, crazy thing about that is he just got into football last year, like September.
Okay.
When the Eagles went to Brazil and played a game.
Right.
And that's when everything kicked off. So from that game to now, it just done exploded. That's all he talks about now is football.
Okay. It's interesting. He is very, when we saw that video on Facebook, I'm like, and the fact that not only was he clear with his speech, and astute, but he also did it, like you say, he did his background. And for the most part, his picks were on
right
with his prediction.
Right.
He didn't, because he couldn't predict that they would trade up.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Other than the them sliding up, all his predictions
everything
were
was
on.
Correct. Yeah.
Other than the slides.
Right.
And he, which he couldn't predict that. So that's what I told Coach Boss. I said, we got to get him on.
Yeah.
We got to get him on. And so you're going to, this is, Coach will be having these posted. You got to follow us on our on the page now if you're not, on and off the field.
It's, okay.
Yeah, you got to follow us. And then have you ever considered getting him like his own page, like, you know what I mean, even on TikTok or something, the way he can do?
I've thought about it, but didn't really know how to begin, you know, that process.
That
I would warn warn you if he's going to be doing any sort of public research or public displays to not do it on that.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, because
he should have his own podcast. Because
but you know, apart you from make that, sure that way people steal limited. Ideas left and right. I mean,
he would be great on a like as a some type of young analyst to where he can. You know, he can get the information out there and you know, use his gifts and talents as a 9-year-old.
Right, right.
In today's world, the internet is fit for that. I mean, it's got its plus, you know, it's good and bad things about it, but you use it to his advantage, you know. You parental advise him and going from there. But he's really good, though. That is, listen, top two, like, in my opinion.
Hats off.
Hats off.
Thank
you're doing a good job raising them. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
We appreciate you for allowing us to have him on.
Anytime. Just call us.
You know we're going to be calling.
You know we're just a phone call away. They're right now waiting on the schedule to come out next week.
Okay. Tell them we'll be calling, okay?
All righty. Thank you guys so much for your time.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Nice.
Dude, that was a good interview.
That was nice. Yeah, he was good. Very impressive. Mason Chapman.
He's the youngest guest we've had on here.
Yeah.
9 years old. Wow. Shout out to him.
Yeah, shout out.
Coach. We ain't no joke, bro.
What did the baby corn say to the mama corn?
What did the baby corn say to the mama corn? What?
Where's popcorn?
You just. All right, new segment. What did the panda give his mommy?
What?
A bear hug.
A bear hug.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, new segment. What's that smell?
New segment.
Oh, my goodness. Red Nitro Cologne. Listen. I did my research on TikTok. I go on TikTok and they have these advertisements.
Okay.
You got this New Orleans, chick from New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Very sexy accent. Mm-hmm. New Orleans accent. I'm talking about Cajun. I'm talking about raw bone.
Hey, baby.
Yes. I'm talking about, so she does the cologne advertisement.
Okay.
She does mostly men. She'll do women too, but she does mostly men, which is kind of like a good sales pitch because she's a woman.
Right.
And she talks sexy. So she was talking about this cologne, talk about a bunch of them. So she brought this one up, Nitro Red. She said, baby, she sprayed it in the top. And spent. She said, oh, baby, that man ain't leaving the house, baby. So I was like, it really smells that good. So I'm like, I really don't believe it smells that good.
Okay.
So, I do my research. I go to Amazon. Uh-huh. Search out Nitro Red Cologne. Boom, there it is. Look at the reviews. I'm like, ooh, boom. And the females in the comments saying, do not let your husband or your man leave the house with this on. They saying in the comments. I'm like, really? So, I see the price. It's $29. I'm like, all right, well, you know what? I go ahead and order it.
Right.
So, now mind you, my dad raised me wearing cologne.
This is a Mason show.
I know, but my dad raised me wearing cologne. I'm not going to. Yeah. So, I got to tell this dude, this was crazy. So I put the cologne on like normally. I go, so for lunch, I go to a restaurant somewhere to get something to eat. Mm-hmm. So when I'm there trying to pay for my food, the female, she say, "What set you wearing?" So I was like, "It's kind of weird." No, she was like, "You need to get away from me." I was like, "Why?" She was like, "It's too early for you to have me twirling like Cinderella." So I'm like, "What are you talking about?" She was like, "What are you wearing? What is that? What is that smell?" She was like, "What's that smell?"
What's
I said, "That's red nitro." Okay. And she was like, "Get away from me."
So like, that's the name of the segment. What's that smell?
What's that smell?
Okay, okay.
And that's what she was like, "What's that smell?" So I told her what it was. Mm. And it turns out it's true. Usually you see that on there, man, it's like false, fake.
Right.
It's true.
Really?
I got to come. Dude, you need to get the red nitro.
Red nitro.
Get that red nitro,
y'all. Get that red nitro.
All right.
All right. On and off the field, would like to wish all the moms a happy Mother's Day. And a special shout out to our moms, Shug and Snooks. Don't forget to like or follow us on our favorite podcast platforms. And of course, our website, on and off the field with the DA.com.
That, you know, we said that together, Shug and Snooks. That sounds like some type of duo.
Tag team duo.
Yeah.
Not in this corner. Female heavyweight championship of the world, Shug and Snooks.
And then you just called both our moms heavyweights. You did? Oh, my goodness. On and off the field, sports podcast is with a purpose.
Rest assured, this is your boy, Coach Boston, a.k.a. Steeler Nation since 1976.
You got your infamous. You're the man since 1968. Mom, that was not me that called y'all heavyweights. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Mason Chapman. He is one of the voices of the future, y'all.
No doubt.
And we out.
Peace.
Peace.